It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Last time, if you remember, we were studying and we are talking about the creation. Not only that, we learned the God's salvation plan for the mankind. And we learned that God created heavens and earth. And before God created heavens and earth, He created angels and heavenly beings. But today we would like to think about the creation of Adam and the creation of the children of God in Christ Jesus. What is the difference? Because most of the people are thinking Adam's creation was the best and Adam was a perfect man. And if Adam didn't commit sin, we will be living on this earth for eternity. And that sounds good. But that was not the plan of God. God knew from the beginning that man is going to commit sin. And we learned last time that Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. That means God knew beforehand how He going to save the mankind. So last time we learned that Jesus Christ came and redeemed the mankind from sinful state. That means man was going to die and go to hell. Jesus Christ came, died on the cross of Calvary, took the curse of mankind and redeemed us from the curse. The curse, the most curse is death. God said, the day you will eat this fruit, you will surely die. And the man died the day he ate the fruit, spiritually as well as physically. So I would like to point out that when God created mankind, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, if you read, God says, let us make a man. Now God was not talking to angels. God was talking to the Son and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Our God is triune God. So God the Father says, let us make a man. And as you know, St. John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, if you read, Jesus Christ also is a creator. And He created everything for His glory. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God, was creating everything. But the man's creation is a little bit different than the animal's creation. Animal created first, and they all came from the earth. All the animals, they have body and they have soul. But the animal, they do not have the spirit. Because with the Spirit, we can communicate with God. And the Word of God says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, God says, we are going to create the man just like us in our image. Means the God's likeness and God's image. Our God is triune God. And not only that, when you see about Jesus or the Father or the Holy Spirit, they are three persons. When you say person, God made us as an individual person. When we read in the Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, God created man from the dust and breathed on his nostril, and then man became living soul. That means not only man start breathing and the blood start flowing in his body, but he had the spirit, his own spirit, and with his own spirit, he was able to communicate with God. So the man has the body, soul, and spirit. But the animal, they don't have the spirit. That's why we don't see animal gathering together to pray and worship or build the temple or things like that. The man is unique. So we see the creation of man is different than all the animals. Even the angels were created. The angels, they had the outward beauty. They had wisdom. They had power. They have glory. But when fallen angel committed sin, he lost the glory, he lost the power, he lost the wisdom, and he is called today a fallen angel. But the man was created from the dust, and God breathed on his nostril, and the man became living soul. So now we see the man's creation is different than the angel's creation. And God had this thing in his mind that one day the man will be greater than the angels. And we will prove it to you from the Word of God. But here what happened, Jesus Christ took the form of man. The Word of God says in book of Hebrews, God prepared a body for him. The body just like you and me. And our body was created from the dust. But the angels were not created from the dust. So when Jesus Christ came into this world, he took the form of man. That's why we read in the book of Hebrews that God created him lower than angel. But Jesus Christ, from the beginning, from the eternity, he was not created. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are from beginning and they are from eternity. Hebrews chapter 1, if you read properly, God says to his Son, O God, O Lord. That means Jesus Christ is the image of God, or he is God himself. But he took the lower form of man, like a dust created from the dust, same body like Adam. Now what is the difference between that Adam's creation and our creation? Our creation, Adam's creation, was the same until Jesus Christ gave his life. After the resurrection, the man's spiritual life changed. Now let me tell you, some people are thinking Adam would have lived in the Garden of Eden for eternity. But let me tell you, the man would have lived eternity there, but we have no proof in the Word of God that Adam ever went to heaven and met the angels, talked to God, or stayed in heaven and came down to earth. It never happened. The Word of God says God came from heaven and met him every day. Why man was not able to go to heaven? We know this because in book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50 says, the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So the man was created and he had the blood, means flesh and blood. You remember when the Eve was created from the Adam's rib, and when the Eve brought to him that his wife was not Eve at that time, just a woman. And when he saw her, he said, this is my flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. So the woman as well as man, they had a flesh and blood. So the Adam or his wife, they were not able to go to heaven with this body, the body of flesh and blood, because the Word of God says so. Not only that, our body is corruptible body. Adam lived for a longer period of time and he died and his body decayed. And many people died and their body decays. But when Jesus Christ came into this world and he told the people, I am the resurrection and I am the life. You remember when he was talking to the Lazarus sisters, he says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Not only that, he said, if somebody believes in me, that person will never die. And the person who believed in Jesus Christ, and if that person died, that person will be raised again. According to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the word of God says Jesus Christ will come and dead in Christ will rise first, and then the people who are alive, they will be transformed, and then we will meet the Lord in the air. That is the promise. So the point I'm making, first Adam was created from the dust, and when he was created, he had the flesh and blood, and the flesh and blood was not able to go to heaven. That's why I said in earlier, God's plan for the mankind is so deep. Not only saving us from the sin, but the plan of God is giving us eternal life and the glorious body. That's the plan of God. And some people, as I said earlier, people said, oh, Adam didn't commit sin, we will be living on this earth for eternity. We are not planning to live in this earth for eternity. That's what not the God's plan. Jesus Christ didn't come here into this world to keep us here for eternity. Jesus said, I'm going to go to my Father. If you read St. John chapter 14, he said, I'm going to go to my Father and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and then I'll come back and then I'll take you with me wherever I am. Each time we pray our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ also taught us Heavenly Father. So the Father lives in heaven, the Son lives in heaven, and the Holy Spirit also lives in heaven on earth, because Spirit has no boundary. The point I'm making, the man, physical man, Adam, would have lived on this earth for eternity, but would not go to heaven. That's the reason Jesus Christ came into this world. He took the same form of man. Now the Word of God says, if you read the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 45 to 47, in that we read that the first man was created from earth and he was earthly. But the second man, or the last man, or the last Adam, was from heavenly. And he was a spiritual, or spirit-giving. The first man was earthly. The second man came from heaven, who is called the last Adam or second Adam. And he came from heavenly, and he was able to give us a spirit, a spiritual life. We had the physical life from Adam, but now when you receive Jesus Christ, we have spiritual life. And once we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, something happens. Our sins are forgiven. Our names are written in heaven. Not only that, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, we are lifted up to heavenly places and we sit at the right hand of Jesus Christ. This never happened to Adam. Adam never went to heaven and sat with Jesus or God the Father. It happens only to believers. As soon as you are born again, you are a child of God. You are called the sons of God. And then we have power by Spirit. We can go to heaven and sit with Christ. But one day, literally, we will be going to heaven, and literally we will be sitting beside Jesus Christ. The Word of God says Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. Not only that, to destroy the death and the death penalty. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary and destroyed the power of death. Now there is no death for the believers. If we die today, we go to heaven and we are in the presence of God. But if you don't believe in Jesus, and if you don't believe in God, the people die and they go to hell. And the hell is also for eternity. And so we are living by hope. Jesus Christ came into this world. He died on the cross of Calvary. He rose again. When he came out of the grave, he met his disciples and breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. What he was giving? He was giving his own spirit. That means he was giving him a new life. Ephesians chapter 2, we read, the man's spirit was dead because of sin. So Jesus Christ came and quickened the spirit. Once our spirit is quickened, that means we are alive spiritually. And then Jesus Christ says, wait until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And the day of Pentecost, they're all believers, 120, filled with the Holy Spirit and start preaching and prophesying. And that's the day was the birthday of the church. Church was born. So the point I'm making, our life and the first Adam is entirely different. That's why the word of God says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if any man or anyone in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation or he's a new creature. That means this creation was not exist in the time of Adam. The time of Adam, the creation was created from the mud. But our creation is created by the Spirit of God. You remember when Jesus Christ was talking to Nicodemus? He didn't understand. He said, you don't understand because these things are understood by the Spirit of God. Once you are born again, you can understand the will of God. You can understand what the heaven is all about, and you can understand the plan of God. If the man is spiritually dead, he will not understand the things of God. So you see the difference between the Adam's creation and our creation? Our creation in Lord Jesus Christ is a new creation. The Word of God says in 1 John chapter 3, St. John is saying we are the children of God right now, but we don't know what's going to happen. But one thing we know, when Jesus Christ will come, he will change us just like him. And we will see him as he is. That means he's coming in the glorious body, and he's going to transform our this earthly body to the glorious body. So that is the hope for the believers. So we are the believers, and we are greater than the first creation. So don't satisfy and thinking, if I would be just like Adam living on this earth, and that will be the good thing will happen to me, and I will living in paradise for eternity. Do you know Adam never saw the heavenly kingdom? He never saw the golden streets. He never saw the God's throne. John the Revelator saw it, but Adam could not see it. Why? Because he was flesh and bone. But we, by the Spirit, we can see the throne of God. Do you know when they were stoning the Stephen, he said, I see heaven open, and I see the God the Father and God the Son standing beside him. How he was able to see from the earth, and heaven is far above, but spiritually his eyes were open, and he was able to see God the Father and God the Son. What I'm trying to say, God is spirit. How could Stephen see God? Jesus Christ said in John chapter 4 verse 24, God is spirit, and whoever worships him, they should worship him with the spirit and truth. I believe that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and so he was seeing God the Father with his spiritual eyes. That's why we see when we go to heaven, we will be able to see the God the Father, God the Son, even that they are in the spirit form and they are in the glorious body. John the Revelator saw the throne of God, saw the God the Father sitting on the throne, and he saw his right hand, the Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So the point I'm making, our creation in Christ Jesus is the glorious. Whatever Adam lost, we got it through Christ, and now we are going to go to heaven. We are going to eat that fruit which Adam was not able to eat because he was kicked out of the garden because he committed sin. But the fruit is there. We are going to go and eat it. We are going to have the fellowship with God for eternity. And that kind of blessings God has given to us. So our creation is much more special, glorious, and wonderful. Don't ever think that you want to be like a first Adam. Always think about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the second Adam. First Adam committed sin. Second Adam never committed sin. First Adam lost the battle or lost the testing. Second Adam passed the testing and defeated the enemy. Jesus Christ is glorious. And whatever the blessings Jesus had or has, all those blessings are belong to us. If you read the book of Galatians chapter 4, it says, God says, I'll take my son's spirit and I'll put it in you, and then you could call me Abba Father. And in the same chapter he says, whatever is belong to me is belong to you. Whatever is belong to Jesus Christ is all belong to us, because Jesus Christ is our elder brother. And so our creation in Christ Jesus is glorious. And I told you, this creation is greater than the angels' creation. Why? Because the Word of God says, God never said to angel, sit at my right hand. You read this in book of Hebrews, chapter 1 and chapter 2, if you read. It says, he never said to angels, you sit at my right hand. He never said to angel that he created them as his son. And so Jesus Christ was the Son of God from the beginning, from the eternity, took the lower part, means came, and his creation was lower than angel. Why? Because Adam's creation was lower than angel, so he took that creation. And now when he came out of the grave, he came out of the grave as victorious. When he was on this earth, 33 and a half years, he was not able to go to somebody's house without the door closed and window closed. But after the resurrection, he was able to come, even the door and windows were closed. So he got the spiritual body. He got the glorious body. And the same glorious body, he promised to give it to us. We are living on this earth, but the Word of God says we are not belong to this earth. If you read in Philippians chapter 2 or 3, it says we are belong to God. We are belong to heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. And so Jesus Christ is going to come, and then he is going to transform us. Colossians chapter 3, it says our life is Christ. Our life is hidden in Jesus Christ, and we belong to him. So we are not looking down, but we are looking up. When he comes, he's going to transform us just like him. So that is a great hope we have in Christ Jesus. If you are not in Christ Jesus, you are just like a fallen Adam. That's why some people get confused. They say, we don't know where our souls goes. The animals, they die and they become dust. And so we might be die and become a dust. If the person who is not saved, who is not born again, even though he has body, soul and spirit, but his spirit is dead because of sin. And when he dies, he goes for eternity in hell. But the still animal, they die, they don't have to go to hell, they just go to dust. And many people are thinking, oh, some animals will be going to heaven. The Word of God says not any unholy thing will enter into the kingdom of God. And if you know the creation, and God gave the rules and regulations to Moses, even the Noah, clean and unclean animals. And so, what do you think? Some people are thinking animals will go to heaven. How do you know the clean animals and unclean animals? Dog is not the clean animal. And many people have best friend as a dog, and they want dog to go to heaven. Even the dog is called, in spiritually, backslidden person is called dog. And Bible says the dogs will not inherit the kingdom of God, or they are not going to enter into the kingdom of God. That means I'm not talking personally this animal dog, but the backslidden. So, holy animal, unholy animal, clean animal, unclean animal. So if you love the animal, enjoy them on earth. When you go to heaven, you are not going to crave for animals. You are not going to crave for this world. The heaven is much more pleasant, much more beautiful, much more glorious, much more desirable. And so the word of God says, when this earth and this heaven will pass away, and then you will be not even remember this earth and this heaven. Because we are going to go to the beautiful place where the God the Father lives, where the God the Son lives, where the angels are living, and we will be with them. Now I told you our creation is greater than angel. If you read the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12, the word of God says angels are looking into what man got. Angels were not washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, but we are. So we are the best creation of God. So I was telling you the Adam's creation and the creation of mankind in Christ Jesus is glorious. So we want to encourage you, believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess your sins and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Once you say like that, you are a born again child of God. Your name is written in heaven. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. So God is good. Thank you and God bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.